We like every week to bring you our prophecy update, showing you how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies found in the Bible. Two biblical trends that intersect in the last days are what we would describe as a big brother government and the technology for it to be possible. We know, for example, that a revived Roman Empire will exist and that its citizens will be so carefully monitored that only those who have sworn allegiance to the coming world leader will be able to conduct any meaningful daily transactions or business. Thus, every advancement in surveillance and oversight technology puts us that much closer to what the Bible has specified. A site called Spiegel Online International posted a story on October 21st titled EU, that's the European Union, EU to monitor deviant behavior in fight against terrorism. Here's some excerpts from that article. A European Union-funded project called ADAPTS, only it's A-D-A-B-T-S, taking acrostics a little bit too far, I think. But anyway, it's the automatic detection of abnormal behavior and threats in crowded spaces. I don't know what happened to the C, but the automated detection of abnormal behavior and threats in crowded spaces. They're working on ways to detect suspicious behavior. One system involves a network of cameras in airports that can measure your speed and alert the control room should it seem excessive. The system knows terrorists tend to be nervous and almost never stop for coffee. This is a real article. This makes a speedy traveler a suspicious traveler. You may also want to think twice about using the airport bathroom more than once. There's a good chance you will be picked out for an extensive security check. ADAPTS, I can't even say it, is not just geared towards terrorism, but also towards crime and riots. In the future, cameras will be set to detect wild arm movements, screaming, or the sound of breaking glass in order to dispatch police more quickly to the scene of a mugging or a break-in. You'll probably just get more calm criminals. Your hands at your side. Don't do anything crazy. Let's just have a robbery. Other projects they are currently working on, using radar to detect a person's heartbeat from a distance to determine if he or she is nervous. Because a terrorist is nervous, says Frank Coy, a researcher. Thermal cameras can discover if someone has a cold nose, another sign of nervousness. The beauty is that terrorists can't hide these kind of characteristics, Coy said. Neither can someone with the flu, but anyway. Okay, Mail Online, a UK website, posted a story on October 19th titled, U.S. Military Create Live Remote-Controlled Beetles to Bug Conversations. This may be the most fascinating thing I've read. Here it comes. Spies may soon be bugging conversations using real insects, thanks to research funded by the U.S. military. The U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, that would be DARPA. We know how to do acrostics. We're good at that. Anyway, DARPA has spent years developing a whole host of cyborg critters in the hopes of creating the ultimate fly on the wall. Now a team of researchers led by Hirotaka Sato have created a cyborg beetle, or cyborg beetles, excuse me, which are guided wirelessly via a laptop. Using implants, they worked out how to control a beetle's takeoff, flight, and landing by stimulating the brain to work the wings. They control turns through stimulating the basilar muscles on one side or the other to make the wings on that side flap harder. The embedded system uses nerve and muscle stimulators, a micro battery, and a microcontroller with transceiver. They were implanted in the beetles when they were at the pupal stage. Three types of large beetles from Cameroon were used in the experiments at the University of California at Berkeley. The smallest was 2 centimeters long. The largest was 20 centimeters. Unsettling footage of the beetles in action has been released on YouTube. So you're making your secret terrorist transaction, and all of a sudden in the corner of your room, this beetle flies in, 20 centimeters long, kind of crazy because he's being controlled by a joystick, and you're going to, oh, there's nothing happening. That's just a Cameroon beetle. Then there was this post on Wired.com on October 19th. U.S. spies buy stake in firm that monitors blogs and tweets. Here are the excerpts. America's spy agencies want to read your blog posts, keep track of your Twitter updates, even check out your book reviews on Amazon. In Qtel, the investment arm of the CIA and the wider intelligence community is putting cash into Visible Technologies, a software firm that specializes in monitoring social media. It's part of a larger movement within the spy services to get better at using open source intelligence. That is information that's publicly available but often hidden. Visible crawls over 500,000 Web 2.0 sites a day, scraping more than 1 million posts and conversations taking place on blogs, online forums, Flickr, YouTube, Twitter, and Amazon. It doesn't touch closed social networks like Facebook at the moment. Thank goodness for that. A highly technological, big brother surveillance monitoring society could be put into place anytime. It's exactly the kind of thing you'd expect to be available for the Antichrist to tap into in the last days. We are looking not for the Antichrist, but for Jesus Christ to come and resurrect and rapture the church. We understand that to be an imminent event. It could happen at any moment. Nothing else needs to happen before that happens. But as we see these other things unfold, just as the Bible predicted thousands of years ago when they were beyond science fiction, it's an amazing proof of the reality of the Word of God. And so get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.